Blog Talk Radio.
Top flight.
We in the build, yeah.
We in the build, yeah.
Uh-huh.
We got London Lit. On the track.
When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
I used to chase after money. I wanted the finer thing. I was a trooper 98 with two watches and two chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy and it wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You saying something you not, you rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing, Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash. But he told me seeking first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast, I should've took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show, we was trying to blow. Asking God to open the door, but he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for. When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way.
I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley coupe. Rock and roll hall of fame. Not all I want is my name in the Lamb's book of life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not.
Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it, and I might as well face it.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen. Make sure I'm off mute. Yeah, I'm off mute. Amen. We give God the glory, the honor, and the praise on tonight. We thank God for everybody that is called in, everybody that is tuned in on tonight out there on the social media networks. Praise God. We thank God for each and every last one of you. We want to welcome you out to Care Church Wednesday night Bible study. Praise God. Amen. I'm filling in for the pastor again this week. Pray, man, for the bishop again this week. Amen. I'm Elder Andre Prevost. Praise God. It's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord on tonight, because how many of you know wherever, amen, you are, God is, and God dwells, hallelujah, in the praises of his people, hallelujah, amen. So he is, wherever you are, he is with you, and so you are in, hallelujah, the house of the Lord. You are the house, praise God, Hallelujah. Let's pray before we go any further. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you on today, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for bringing us together on tonight. Hallelujah, to hear your word. We want to magnify you and glorify you and give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Our ears are open, our hearts are receptive, and we are ready to receive what you have for us on tonight, Lord. And once again, we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, and we want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us on tonight. And Lord, once again, we thank you. Once again, we praise you. Once again, we magnify you. Once again, we love you, Lord. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give God the thanks on tonight. We thank God for everybody tuning in on TikTok, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Everybody that called in on the phone lines tonight. Hallelujah. We are ready and prepared to have a blessed time. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tonight we're going to be coming out of the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, chapter 15, Matthew chapter 15, and we're going to be starting at verse 22. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 15, and we will be starting at verse number 2. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. While y'all get that together, praise God. Hallelujah. I want to reemphasize, amen, the scripture that God's been giving me to emphasize, praise God, hallelujah. And that's the book of Hosea, chapter 5, verse 6. Hallelujah, amen. Because we come together to get knowledge of the word of God. Hallelujah, knowledge of God, praise God. Somebody said the Bible is an acronym, hallelujah, for B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth. Hallelujah, amen. So the Bible is supposed to be here to give us instructions on how to live our everyday lives. Praise God, hallelujah, until we get to heaven. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. So when we go to the book of Hosea, chapter 5, verse 6, amen, Hosea tells us, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Praise God. And if we were to stop there, we would assume, and y'all will hear me repeat this, praise God a lot, but if we were to just stop there, we would just assume that we are perishing because we don't have the knowledge available, because we lack the knowledge. Hallelujah. So we assume that the knowledge is not available to us. But when we continue reading, he says, because. So there's a reason why we don't have this knowledge. And the reason is thou has rejected knowledge. Praise God. So it's not that the knowledge wasn't available to us. It's just that when the knowledge did become available to us, we rejected, hallelujah, the knowledge. It didn't make sense to you. Or that went against what your mama and your daddy said. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But the bottom line is, for whatever reason, you rejected the knowledge of God. Praise God. And then he says, I will also reject thee. Praise God. Now he's not saying I'm going to reject you because you rejected the knowledge. He's saying because you rejected the knowledge, I have no choice but to reject you because you can't come into my presence without the knowledge. The knowledge was designed, amen, to bring you a closer walk with God. Hallelujah. Now, since you don't want to receive that knowledge, you are being rejected. And he says, I will reject you, but really you're rejecting yourself. You're rejecting yourself because you rejected the knowledge of God. And when you reject the knowledge of God, you are basically rejecting God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he says, I will also reject thee that thou shalt be no priest for me. Praise God. You won't speak for me no more. Praise God. You won't be my mouthpiece. Hallelujah. You won't be my representative. Hallelujah. Because how can you represent me when you reject the knowledge that I try to give you? Praise God. Hallelujah. It says, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, keep in mind, I want to, like I say, we break it down to what the writer is trying to tell us. Hallelujah. What Hosea is saying is, amen, you're starting a generational curse in your family. Praise God. That's the reason why your children would be forgotten. That's the reason they being rejected, because you rejected it. And whatever you reject, they gonna reject. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you're the cause. You would be the cause of the generational curse because you reject the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And there's a lot of us that have been victims of this, because it started with great-great-grandma and great-great-granddaddy, and they passed down this worldly information, even though they went to church every Sunday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even though they woke you up and made you go to Bible study, hallelujah, amen, and the prayer meetings and to Bible Sunday school, hallelujah, and some of y'all even was in choir rehearsal, I was in the youth, I was in everything, hallelujah, praise God. But the knowledge that was being passed down in the family, praise God, wasn't necessarily the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. So it's up to us that now have received the knowledge or are receiving the knowledge to pass that knowledge down to our children, amen, to break this generational curse and begin generational blessings. Hallelujah. And when we talk about curses and blessings, we're not necessarily talking about money. Praise God. We're talking about mental health. Hallelujah. Amen. We're talking about peace of mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Seeking the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because whatever your mama passed down to you, now your daughter, amen, got that same attitude, praise God, and she don't have peace of mind. She don't have mental stability. Hallelujah. Because of because you listen to what your mama said and what your daddy said instead of what God said. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God says when we begin to listen to him, we will develop a peace that surpasses all understanding. While everybody else in the world is going crazy, they worry about the government shutting down, they worry about World War III starting, they worry about all this stuff, praise God. But because we have received the knowledge of God, hallelujah, we understand we're in the world, but we're not of it. So we exist in it, but the things that happen in it don't affect us. Pray. It's like one of them video games. Amen. Pray. We like cloaked. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything else is happening. Amen. But it ain't happening to us. Praise God. Because we refuse to reject. We refuse to reject the knowledge of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we begin to turn it around by receiving the knowledge. Now, the knowledge we're going to receive tonight, praise God, and if I would have to title what we learning tonight, amen. This title popped in my head at work, praise God. The church is not a members-only club. Praise God. The church is not a members-only club. Hallelujah. Amen. And Pastor was talking about this Sunday. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we gonna keep going along that route on tonight, the Lord say, praise God. Hallelujah. So when we go back to Matthew chapter 15, amen, at verse number 22, praise God, it says, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a demon. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. But watch this. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. Praise God. Now we're going to stop there and we're going to reflect. So this woman of Canaan, now keep in mind, Canaan, hallelujah, amen, she's a Canaanite woman. Some researchers say she's a Sicilian, hallelujah, woman. Praise God. She wasn't of a Jewish religion. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if we remember correctly, Hallelujah. Canaan is a descendant of Noah. Praise God. Now, if Canaan is a descendant of Noah, hallelujah, that means the Canaanites are the Hebrews' cousins. Praise God. So, in other words, they are related. Praise God. They are related. These are third, fourth, fifth cousins, whatever the case may be, tenth cousins. But either way, it all came from Noah. Praise God. And if you recall, when Noah's son did what he did, he said, curse be Canaan. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we have a descendant of Canaan. Hallelujah. Which is a descendant of Noah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's not about ethnicity. Because I've heard a lot of Hebrew Israelites try to make this about ethnicity. And the Sicilian woman is not a Caucasian woman. The Sicilian woman is not a white woman. Praise God. Hallelujah. She's a descendant of Noah. So it's not about race. This is about religion. This is about cultures. Praise God. Hallelujah. So a person of a different culture. And a woman at that, we gotta include the fact that she's a woman, because in these biblical times, and we say in biblical times, in the Bible days, but if you go over there right now, hallelujah, you go over to Jerusalem right now, you go over to the Pakistan right now, praise God, some of the same things that are happening in this Bible are happening right there today. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. I've been told women are told to walk behind their men over there. As a show of respect, glory to God, hallelujah. But me, why am I saying that? Because women in the Bible, amen, have almost no rights if you ain't got no husband. Hallelujah. A matter of fact, a woman shouldn't even be speaking to a man, praise God, without getting permission in these biblical days. Hallelujah. Praise God. So not only is she not of our culture, hallelujah. Not only is she not of our religion, but it's a she. Well, I don't know where her husband is. I don't know if she a widow. Praise God. Hallelujah. And like I said, in these days, hallelujah, and really it's just now coming to an end. Praise God. Women just got the right to vote in the United States in 1920. Hallelujah. And the black woman didn't get the right to vote to the 1960s. Hallelujah. Praise God, when the rest of the black people got the right to vote. Hallelujah. But the bottom line is women were secondary citizens. Hallelujah. They had zero to no rights. Hallelujah. And the only thing that even gave her any kind of worth was the fact that she had a daughter. And even then, she didn't have a son. See, back then when a woman gave birth, praise God, there was value in her giving birth, but the value went higher when she gave birth to a male. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But she don't have a son. She got a daughter. Hallelujah. So her worth is even more depleted, because that's the way they looked at it. So, and especially a religious figure. Praise God. You got the nerve to be who you is, coming from the culture you come from. Then you got the nerve to be a female. And then you have the nerve to approach a religious figure. Praise God. Out in the open, where everybody can see. Hallelujah. How dare you? Praise God. Hallelujah. And look what she says. She says, have mercy on me, O Lord, thy son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Praise God, hallelujah. And then Jesus in verse 23 does something that I've heard another pastor say was uncharacteristic of Jesus. He ignored her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Said, but he answered her not a word. It's like she didn't say nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know, according to the writer, I can't tell if he was stationary. In the movies, he was always walking and the woman came running in the movies. Praise God. But according to the text, I can't tell if he was stationary, if he was in travel, if he was moving. Praise God. But all I know, hallelujah, is she said, have mercy on me. My daughter got a demon. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that Jesus, that Yahshua, ignored her. Praise God. Hallelujah. And not only that, watch this. And his disciples came and besought him. Hallelujah. That simply means they asked him something. They had a request. Hallelujah. Of him saying, send her away. Hallelujah. You need to send her away for all the reasons I just told you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where she's from. Hallelujah. Who she is at her worth. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need to send her away. But look why they said, because for she crieth after us. She crieth after us. Hold on, preacher. She ain't crying after you. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, this is our problem, us preachers, us men of God, women of God. This is our problem. We think the people are crying after us. They not crying after us. They crying after Jesus. Hallelujah. They crying after God. Praise God. Hallelujah. They not crying after you. She didn't say nothing to them. Praise God. Hallelujah. But see, we get caught up in our titles and our positions and think we that important that they crying after us. Hallelujah. No, she not crying. She crying for Jesus. She need Jesus to do something in her life. She need Jesus to come heal her. She need a healing from God. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, the healing don't come from you. See, that's how Lucifer got caught up, thinking the glory was his. The glory that you have on you is the glory of God. It's not your glory. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost gives you the ability to do the things you do. Hallelujah. Praise God. It ain't you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we tend to think, oh, they crying after us. Oh, these people keep calling my phone. Hallelujah. These people always need this. Hallelujah. I got to go to the hospital and pray for these people. Praise God. The only reason they crying out for you, hallelujah, is because they lack the knowledge that they can cry out to Jesus for themselves. Hallelujah. So to them, amen, you're the medium to get to Jesus. Hallelujah. But they don't really want you. They want God. And these disciples are telling Jesus, you need to send her away because she getting on our nerves crying after us. Hallelujah. No, y'all just happen to be there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You just happen to be the one in the pulpit. You just happen to be on the one on the corner with the microphone. Praise God. You just happen to be the one walking up and down the hospital hallways. Praise God. Hallelujah. They don't want you. They want God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But look what Jesus said, verse 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Praise God. Hallelujah. Right? That's why I got the title, the members only club. This is for members only. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, when you go to that members only club, you get special privileges. Hallelujah. Because you a member. Yeah, probably other people go to the club, but they not a member. They a visitor at the club. So you get perks. You get benefits by being a member. Glory to God. And that's the way the Jews were looking at it at that time. Hallelujah, praise God. That's the way, so Jesus is approaching this woman, hallelujah, the way the Jewish tradition would have them approach her. Hallelujah, amen. I'm not sent to nobody but the house of Israel. That's basically what he said. I'm just here for Israel. That's why you hear these Hebrew Israelites saying Jesus ain't, the salvation is just for the Jews. Praise God. And people say, well, when did it change? Because when we read the New Testament, hallelujah, amen, Paul wasn't talking to no Jews. He was talking to Corinthians, Ephesians, hallelujah, Thessalonians, praise God, Romans. He wasn't talking to no Jews, so when did it, hallelujah, change, praise God? What was the pivoting point, hallelujah, where it became, it's no longer just about Israel. Praise God, hallelujah. And I think we've discovered that pivoting moment right here. Praise God, hallelujah, because the next verse says, then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. Praise God, hallelujah. So this woman who was not of the Jewish culture, praise God, who shouldn't have been even talking to a man, much less a religious man who is believed to be in high authority, even though the Pharisees and the Sadducees, amen, didn't recognize his authority. Glory to God, hallelujah. They the people who were in his house recognized the spiritual authority. Hallelujah, praise God. And she recognized who he was in the spirit. Remember, amen, the centurion soldier. Praise God, the centurion soldier is a Roman soldier. Hallelujah, he's a killer of killers. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen, with at least 1,000 men, 100 men under his control, with men under their control. Hallelujah, amen. It was said that one a centurion soldier of his authority, amen, had the ability to command directly or indirectly up to 10,000 men. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he saw Jesus and said, just send your word. I don't need you to come to my house because I ain't worthy for you to go there. But if you send your word, me being of a man of authority, I recognize your spiritual authority. Hallelujah. And because I recognize that, hallelujah, I know that I don't need you to go to my house. All I need you to do is speak a word. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Jesus turned and looked at his congregation and said, don't none of y'all got this much faith. Hallelujah. I ain't seen this much faith in all of Israel. This man here ain't even a Jew. He's a Roman. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he got more faith than y'all do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So she still worshiped him. Hallelujah. And still asked him to help. Hallelujah. But look what she, look, this is with it. Hallelujah. Amen. When the house get bigger. Praise God. Hallelujah. You might go out into the yard on this one. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. He said, hallelujah. Amen. But he answered and said, verse 26, it is not meet. It is not good, praise God, or it's not fair, depending on whatever, you know, translation, praise God, to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Glory to God. Now, this is an offensive statement. Glory to God, hallelujah. Now, most people, a Jew would have been offended by that. Glory to God, hallelujah. One of us, we would have been offended by now. You know how we get, hallelujah. If your attitude ain't right when I'm asking you for something, you know what? You can keep what you got. I don't need it that much. I'll starve it there before I ask you for something with your attitude having behind. You know how we get, glory to God. Hallelujah. But this woman, amen, continued to ask Jesus for, look, when you know, when you got to swallow your pride, glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of us, amen, are in situations that we're in because we won't swallow our pride. Hallelujah, because we won't ask, hallelujah, for help. Praise God. I had to be taught to ask for help. I went through the first 35 years of my life not asking nobody for nothing because I was trained by my grandmother, my great-grandmother. You don't know, ain't nobody going to help you. You alone in this world. It's just you and God. Hallelujah. And your mom, you can't depend on your mama. You can't depend on nobody but you. Praise God. And I'm still working my way out of that, praise God, because my grandma taught me how to sew. She taught me how to cook. She taught me how to do all the things that men get women to do, praise God, because you can't depend on your woman either. Hallelujah. That's the way I was raised. That's what I was taught. That's what I was indoctrinated to believe. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I would be in dire straits and wouldn't ask nobody for no help. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I had to be taught to ask for help. That's when people come to you and say, why you didn't ask me? If you would have let me know what was going on, I could have helped you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's new to me, praise God, to ask for help. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even when I ask for help, you don't know how many avenues I done went through before I asked you. Hallelujah. Even though God told me what to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, but you still indoctrinated. Ain't nobody going to help you. Them other people ain't going to help you. The church ain't going to help you because they're a members-only club. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. But watch this, hallelujah. Amen. After he called her a dog, after she, because remember, the Canaanites and the Jews did not get along. They were some fighting cousins. They couldn't stand each other. Hallelujah. And the Jews called them dogs. Because of the way they lived their life. You know, they wasn't as saved as the Jews was. Praise God. You know, they partied, hallelujah, a little bit. They may have worshipped some gods they wasn't supposed to be doing. They might have had a little fornication going on. Hallelujah. It was going on in the Jews, too, but, you know, they brought offerings. Hallelujah. They brought the goats and the bullocks and act like they wasn't doing what they was doing. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Much like we doing in the church, you know how the churches are, praise God. All the sin going on in the church, and the church got the nerve to look at the world and say, look at y'all sin. But I recall, amen, in the book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, I believe, that God said, if my people who are called by my name, so it ain't about what they doing. Praise God. We want to blame what's going on in the world, all the chaos, all the bad things that are happening, the evil things. We want to blame it on the world. But he said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will heal from heaven and heal the land. See, we waiting on the world to change so God can heal the land. And God say, I'm waiting on you. Don't act like I don't know about your hidden sins. Glory to God, hallelujah. Your iniquities is what the Bible calls. Because you think nobody know. Lord have mercy. And because we know what they do, we want to call them dogs. But they still your cousin. Lord have mercy. Praise God. They still your cousins, praise God, hallelujah. They still got, y'all still got the same blood, no matter how you want to criticize them for their lifestyle. Glory to God, hallelujah. The only reason you are the way you are is because somebody got you to believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. It's crazy how we get saved and act like we've been saved. Praise God. Remember when Paul, they asked Paul something, Paul said, I have wronged no man. Paul, have you forgotten? You used to chase us down and lock us up and kill us. You would hold people coats while people were getting stoned to death. But now you saved and you the apostle Paul. Hallelujah. And you done forgot. Hallelujah. Now you want to talk about somebody else and say you ain't done nothing wrong. Praise God. So the Jews referred to the Canaanites or the Sicilians, hallelujah, amen, as dogs. Praise God, hallelujah. But this woman, I'm going to tell you this, this woman should have been a lawyer. Praise God, because couldn't nobody plead this woman's case the way she pleaded it. Hallelujah. Check out this next statement. And I don't think we ever really check out, hallelujah, really examine what she says. Hallelujah. Verse 27 says, and she said, truth, hallelujah, praise God, truth, and it's a comma, so she paused. I'm going to tell you some truth here, preacher, man of God, hallelujah, son of David, I got some truth for you, and what was the truth? Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Glory to God.
And we look, we really don't think about what she's saying. We talk about the crumbs. I done talked about the crumbs. I can do more with the crumbs than your kids do with the whole loaf. Praise God, hallelujah. Yeah, she's saying that too. Praise God. But what she's really saying, hallelujah, amen. Let's go back to his first statement, verse 24. I am not sick, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the house of Israel. Okay, well, you just called me a dog. Praise God, hallelujah. Now, I may be a dog. I may be a dog, and you can differentiate me as a dog and your children, which are grown folks, as children. Glory to God, hallelujah. But you forget that the dog is still in your house. Now, you come for the people in the house, right? Hallelujah. You came to save the people in the house. I'm in the house. I may be a dog. I may, you know what dogs do. I may lick my own behind. Hallelujah. I may got fleas. Praise God. I may chase after cats. Hallelujah. Why must I be like that? Why must I chase the cat? I may do all that, but I'm still your dog. Hallelujah. You responsible for my vet bills. You responsible for feeding me. Even if I'm a country dog, I'm still in your yard. You may got me chained to the tree in the backyard, but I'm still in your yard. Hallelujah. So I still got to eat the crumbs that fall from your table. See, when I was growing up, we ain't give our dogs dog food. We gave them the leftovers. Praise God. We didn't throw that. They didn't go in the trash. There wasn't no food in the trash can. Hallelujah. Wasn't nothing but trash in the trash can because all the food got scraped off the plate. Amen. And we put it into the dog's bowl. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if your dog gets sick, the pastor was talking about when the dog got sick, they had to go, amen, and get the dog to the vet and pay some money, amen, to heal the dog. Hallelujah. Praise God. He couldn't say, well, y'all not one of the kids. Praise God. Hallelujah. The dog said, I'm still in your house, Bishop. I don't know what you thought this was. Praise God. But just like you used to take Sister Gina to the doctor, I need to get up and go to this vet. Praise God. And you need to pay the bill because you still my master too. Praise God. Hallelujah. We may be a different, this is what the woman's saying, we may be a different cultures. Praise God. I may not do it the way they do it. Praise God. But you still my God. Did you not, the rainbow that the alphabet people use, did you not put that in the sky as a covenant between you and Noah? Hallelujah. Don't you know I'm Noah's offspring? Hallelujah. Praise God. So I'm in the house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm in the house. Praise God. Even if you, okay, I'm not in the house. I'm in the yard. Hallelujah. But you are still responsible for me. And I believe that you are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And look what Jesus said in verse 28. Then Jesus answered unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee as thou wilt. Hallelujah. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Praise God. So because she believed, praise God, hallelujah. See, a lot of us wonder, how do these people come out the street and get saved? Hallelujah. Because they was lost sheep. Praise God, hallelujah. They was lost sheep. It's just not they wasn't sheep of the house. They was just in the wrong place doing the wrong thing at the wrong time. Glory to God. And end up getting lost. And he said, I came out here to find them. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not, watch this, like the pastor was saying, son, I'm not going to find lost people in church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They not, if you in church, you ain't lost. You either, if you not saved, saved and you might be undercover in there. I don't know what you're doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you claim you got it all together. Hallelujah. Praise God. I came for the lost sheep. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus said, this woman got faith. Here go another woman. Not we done got the centurion soldier. Hallelujah. Was a Roman. Now we got a Sicilian Canaanite woman. Praise God. Coming to Jesus and showing more faith than we got. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this is what we do. We do what the Jews do. We categorize people by their culture, by what they do, hallelujah, and say they are dogs. They going to hell. Praise God, hallelujah. We don't never, amen, do what Jesus did. Remember, amen, the woman at the well. Hallelujah, praise God. Those people. Praise God. The Jews would go. It's quicker to go, amen, say you're going from Egypt to Jerusalem. It's quicker, amen, to go through there to get to Jerusalem. But instead, they go all the way around. Hallelujah. Because they don't like Samaritans, just like they don't like Canaanites. Praise God. So to keep from even being close to a Canaanite, they go all the way around. Praise God. I believe it's an estimated 2.5 miles out of the way just to keep from going through Samaria. Praise God. But Jesus said, I must need go by Samaria. I got to go through there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because it's going to be another woman there. It's going to be another person there that people consider of low value. Praise God. It's going to be another person there that people overlook. It's going to be another person there with low self-esteem. It's going to be another person there that my people have persecuted. Glory to God. See, we don't want to be in that category of people that's persecuting people because they don't got it like we got it. Hallelujah. As if we always had it. See, we had to get saved one day. That's why we're saved. Praise God. We weren't born saved. The Bible says we are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Hallelujah. So when we became saved, God saved us from the sin and the iniquity that we were born and shaped in. So just because they haven't been taken saved, hallelujah, from their sin and iniquity, why don't you be the one to save them from it? Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. Why is it that we want to call them names? Praise God, hallelujah. 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 When I look at the book of Mark and I see where Jesus, hallelujah, where he first got Matthew, hallelujah, when I read it in Mark, hallelujah, amen, and he went and called them, then he went to his house, and they was all sitting around eating, and the church, the Sadducees was standing around in their little garments and their robes over there talking about Jesus. Look at him over there eating with them sinners. And he's supposed to be a man of God. Praise God, hallelujah. And he over there sitting with people. Hallelujah, that I wouldn't sit over there with them. That's not, first of all, that ain't a good look. Uh-oh, that ain't a good look. See, they was worried about what people, they worried about what people going to say. Hallelujah, amen. They worried about gossip. Praise God. They worried about this. They worried about the comments. The comments in underneath the text, praise God, underneath the post, praise God, hallelujah, amen. We got to get to that point where we ain't worried about, amen, what people think, hallelujah. We more concerned about what God has on our life, praise God, the mission that God set forth, praise God, hallelujah, amen. Because he said, I came for the house, praise God, but this woman pointed out, hallelujah, I'm in the house. I may not dress the way you want me to, hallelujah. I may be the black sheep of the family, but I'm still in the house. I still have to eat the crumbs from your table. Praise God, hallelujah. You're still responsible for me, God. Hallelujah, you still my God. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. Everybody got, y'all got that child, that one bad child, praise God. They just, Lord have mercy. Praise God. Don't look at them if you're in the room with them. Just look, you know, wherever you're looking, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody got that one child. You be like, Lord, this one child. Hallelujah. They just do everything but what's right. Hallelujah. But guess what? That is still my child. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm still, amen, responsible for that child. You know, in the Bible, praise God, responsibility didn't end at 18. Glory to God. That's how it is now. Hallelujah. You grown at this age. Hallelujah, amen, but through tradition and laws. That's why he said you've made the tradition of man and made the laws of God of none effect. Hallelujah. Now you're telling a child they free at 18. When they are spent, but their parent ain't dead yet. Hallelujah. That's one reason why Jesus' ministry didn't start, hallelujah, till he was 29 and a half years old. Hallelujah, because he was still under the authority of his earthly father, Joseph. He had to be a carpenter because whatever your daddy told you to do, that's what you had to do. That was the Jewish tradition. And you are released just like a marriage. You are released at death. Praise God. Hallelujah. Joseph died. Amen. What did he do? Went right down to that river. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God, but he respected what his father told him, what his earthly father told him to do. Praise God, hallelujah. He followed the Jewish tradition. Praise God, hallelujah. But our traditions in the church, amen, instead of us going out and saving people, we have made the church, like the pastor said Sunday, a money thing. Praise God, not only a money thing, anybody can come how you're looking with wherever you got on thing. Praise God. You can come in. We don't preach about righteousness and how to live right. Hallelujah. Amen. See, we'll go out and get the sick, but we won't give them no medicine. We'll just say, come on in here and be sick with everybody else. We're going to all be in here sick together. Hallelujah. But we're going to be rich and sick. We're going to tell you how to get prosperous and make a whole lot of money. Hallelujah. Amen. And getting these $20 and $30 prayer lines. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we ain't going to give you no medicine. Hallelujah. Amen. To help you from your sin. So you can come in here and be one of the alphabet community. Glory to God, hallelujah. You can bring your daughter. Matter of fact, bring your little daughter with the devil. Go on, bring her to church. Hallelujah. We ain't going to cast the devil out now. We ain't going to do all that. Praise God. But we want to fill the seats up. Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Does anybody ever notice Jesus a lot of times didn't mandate nobody to follow him? It was like a choice. You can go about your way. Or you can follow me, but if you follow me, you got to do this, praise God. Hallelujah. See, that's why I say it's not a members-only club. Praise God, because most people, amen, you go to a church for help where you don't go here, you ain't on the roster, amen, you ain't been paying tithes, so we can't help you. You ain't on our tithe book. I'm sorry. And then some members can't even get the church to pay that. Lord, have mercy. I was talking to a woman in Houston. She said, I've been going to that church for years. I've been putting in my tithes. When I needed help with my rent, they told me I need to go to my family and ask. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, what is the church for? Hallelujah. We ain't here to help those that need help. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To tell you the truth, if we in the church, we really ain't the ones need the help. We look good up in there. Praise God. Hallelujah, whether we got on a three-piece suit, a jeans, and a T-shirt. We in there looking fly as we want to look, praise God. But what about the people outside? Hallelujah, the people that ain't as fortunate as us, praise God, hallelujah. The people that we criticize and call names, the dogs of our time. Hallelujah, praise God. Those are still our cousins, glory to God. Hallelujah. They still under the umbrella of God. Even the ones in the Bible that had all the multiple gods that they served, our God was up there. He was the unknown God. It was the blank. You know, everybody else had a statue. God don't have no statue. He's the invisible, unknown God. They still worshiped him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 So as we get ready to wrap up tonight, praise God, it's not for members only. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not just for the people that go to your church, your particular church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bishop Page said that God gave him, praise God, care, concerned about reaching everybody, not somebody. Hallelujah. Not just people in other churches. Hallelujah. Page said he's trying to reach everybody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But most of us just want to reach certain people. People we comfortable with talking to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We won't talk. We can't watch this. We don't talk about it at work because, you know, that's probably a violation. Talk about religion at work. There might be some kind of violation. You might get rolled up or fired or disciplined for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you don't believe, you know, God got your back. Praise God. If God tell you to witness to somebody at your job and you end up losing that job, don't you know God got a better job for you? Praise God. Hallelujah. He knows the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. So we got to start helping those that need the help. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said it like this. What good is it to lend to people that you know going to pay you back? In other words, what sacrifice have you made? That's not a sacrifice. That's a loan. Praise God. Hallelujah. James said, faith without works is dead. And when James said that, hallelujah, the complete thing was, don't go tell somebody that's hungry. Go and be filled. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, what good is it to say that? Hallelujah. That would make faith of none effect because faith without works is dead. In other words, you telling the person that's in need, they need to do some work. And James is saying, you are the work. Hallelujah. James is saying, God sent that person to you because you, hallelujah, were the person that was supposed to help that person. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all want to get people in the churches. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you don't want to help the people on the street. Maybe if you help the people on the street, they would come in the church. But when they come in and they won't help and you turning them away, why would I come back here and become a member? Glory to God. That's why people join, amen, the Muslims. Hallelujah. Amen. What is it? The Nation of Islam, because they help one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. They make sure everybody come up and be on the same level. If you ain't got a suit and a bow tie, I'm going to go buy you one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got them on deck for you. We got everything you need to become one of us. Hallelujah. And we're going to treat you like a brother. We're going to treat you like a sister. We're going to welcome you in. We ain't going to look down on you like the church folks do. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. So as we get ready to wrap up tonight, Jesus, amen, blessed this woman, gave this woman, amen, what she besought from him, which was a healing from her daughter. Hallelujah. To be unleashed for the demons that plagued her daughter, the devil that vexed her daughter. Hallelujah. Praise God. And her, like I said, she should have been a lawyer. The way she broke this down, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The dog still got to eat off your table. Praise God. Hallelujah. We all were created by the same God. Hallelujah. And Jesus put it like this. Hallelujah. He was talking to the people, and he said, on that great day, I'm to divide the sheep from the goats, one on the right, the other on the left. And I'm going to tell those on the left, depart from me, because when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. Hallelujah. When I was thirsty, you ain't give me nothing to drink. When I was homeless, you didn't give me a place to sleep. And when I was in jail, you didn't even come see me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Much less put something on my books. And they looked around at each other and looked at Jesus and said, Jesus, when did this happen, Lord? Hallelujah. When was you in jail? I don't remember you being in jail. I mean, you said something like you're going to go to jail. But you ain't been to jail yet. What is you talking about? He said, when you saw your brother, was thirsty. Hallelujah, praise God. When you saw your sister was hungry, praise God. When you pass by people every day, like Dives, that's the name of the rich man. Hallelujah. The rich man and Lazarus, see, the Bible don't have his name, but when you do a little research, you can find it out. His name was Dives. Hallelujah. Dives walked past Lazarus every day as if he didn't need help and as if he didn't have the help that he needed. Praise God. Amen. It ain't nothing for somebody with money to get you to a hospital, to get you to a doctor, to clean you up and get you a job. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And yet this man was at your gate. Hallelujah. So if you ain't helped the man at your gate, I know you ain't helped the people in the city. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know you ain't helping the winos on the corner. Praise God. If you can walk out your driveway, pull out your driveway and your fine Lincoln, BMW, whatever car, I don't care if it's a Toyota, and drive by somebody every day that's in need. Don't try to give them nothing, $5, $1, 50 cents, your spare change, nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And much less you got the means to get them off the street. Hallelujah. And you just sit there and let them be in the condition they in. Hallelujah. He say, amen, that you going to hell for that. That's what Jesus said. Not for your fornication. Ain't that crazy? Not for your fornication. Hallelujah. That you did in the back in the day. Not for them times you was lying. No. He say, I died for all that stuff you did. Hallelujah. I done forgave you for that. But you can go to hell for being stingy and unforgiving. Hallelujah, for allowing somebody else to be in dire straits when you have the means to help them. Hallelujah, in whatever way. You might have a word you could give them, just an encouraging word. Keep your head up, sister. Hallelujah, it's going to be okay. Hallelujah, it's all right, brother. Hallelujah, just keep on keeping on, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. Gold and silver you might not have, but what you have you need to give. Hallelujah. How dare you sit up there with all them clothes in your closet? Lord, have mercy. All them shoes. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you walk past people on the street that ain't got nothing to wear. Praise God. Hallelujah. They trying to line up at clothing drives to get clothes. You could open a clothing drive out of your closet. Praise God, hallelujah. What you think going to happen to them clothes when you die? Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. I heard Shannon Sharp the other day, when people die, I don't see no Brinks truck. I don't see no U-Haul. Glory to God, hallelujah. Ain't nobody, because they can't take that stuff where they gone. Glory to God. And you can't take it with you. Praise God. You know you half of us can't even fit the clothes we got in our closet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But yet, hallelujah, you can say, I don't know how I can help. Yeah, you do. Praise God. Clean out your closet. Pull an M&M and clean out your closet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And go out there and give. You ain't got to put it in a box. You can go and give it to the people yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as we close tonight, church is not a members-only club like they've made it out to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, hallelujah, let everything that has breath, glory to God, praise ye the Lord. Pray everything, everybody, hallelujah, not just some people. Praise God. And this Sicilian woman said, me too, Lord. I'm included in the house. You may not give me a whole slice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I still got to eat the crumbs. Hallelujah. Praise God. I ain't no better than your children. Hallelujah. And like one man said, I can do more with the crumbs. See, Lord have mercy. I'm trying to close, but the Lord say, we wasting bread. Glory to God, hallelujah. We wasted bread instead of taking that bread, hallelujah, and feeding the ones, hallelujah, amen, that need to be fed. We already full. We'll just throw the rest of the loaf away. I'm already healed. I don't need no more of this bread. Hallelujah, praise God. So I'm going to let it sit up and mold. I'm going to let it go bad. Hallelujah, praise God. Because I don't need it no more. But somebody else does. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight. Amen. For the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines at this time. Praise God. If there's somebody, amen. If you got a comment online, praise God, on TikTok, on Facebook, go ahead and put your comment, prayer request in the comments. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to honor those in just a second. Hallelujah. Right now, we're going to open up the phone lines. And then invite everyone who's on, if you have a comment, a question, or whatever the case may be, the phone lines are open at this time. Praise God. One at a time now. Go ahead.
Thank God for the word tonight that everything has come together. I was thinking last night we were sitting and listening, and it was another sister got on, and she was almost saying the same thing. It's almost the same word. And I can see that God is, you know, when we talk about God is one spirit, I can see how God bringing the same spirit together now, because she was talking about how that, you know, God let me take my wig off and wear my short hair and stop. Stop charging people to preach, you know, and a lot of things she was saying that God had got to her own. Not that she wouldn't accept anything, but she wouldn't be charging nobody, and that she was going to do what he told her to do. And I believe she had it like, we need to learn how to follow instruction. Amen. Just follow the instruction. Let's follow the instruction of the Lord and do it the way he said do it. And then everything will turn out okay. Learn how to follow instruction. I think that was her topic. And it's the same thing that now that we just getting to look at it, that we have always made too much about ourselves and not enough about the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get people turned back to the Lord, to look to the Lord for everything, rather than looking to people all the time. But even those that come to the place of God, I believe he said, even when we give, he said, you give so that there might be meat in my house. So I want something to be there, because if nobody gives nothing, there's nothing there to help anybody. But we get so caught up in self that we won't even do that, because that's just, somebody said, well, I do the commandments of the Lord. Well, is that not a commandment to give? We always miss that one, because we think it's something that's coming out of us, but he does give seed to the sower. So if I give you something to be able to give, I intend for you to give so that you might be a help for somebody else. And so thank God for the word tonight. God bless you and appreciate you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Bishop Page on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else on tonight?
Well, praise the Lord.
Thank you,
God, this man.
Amen, folks. Okay. Amen.
I just want to thank God for today. I know it's still being in the land of living. And I thank God for his word on tonight. I appreciate your word. For the last week, Wednesday. And I just want to thank God for being in the members club. For being in the members club. You know, God is thank God for being in his club, and no, not in the devil anymore. So just pray for me, and you can continue to pray for each other, and all be prayed for. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for First Lady Rebecca on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else on tonight? Glory to God.
That would be saying you do a good job. that keep up the good work. Amen. When you're preaching, just preach. Don't hold back nothing. Just tell the truth. A lot of facts out there that I hear, I ain't been hearing. So, you know, just keep up the good work. And pray for me and my family. And that's what I can say. You know, I just like to hear you. Just do what you got to do. And just, but I recommend that know what he's talking about. You know, if you talk about something out of the Bible, if you talk it and you preach it, I'm going to listen to you. As long as I can see it in the Bible. If you're not in the Bible, I ain't got nothing for you to do.
Amen.
Keep up the good work.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Brother Brian on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We thank God for everybody out there online. They called in. Praise God. Everybody on social media on tonight. We want to remind everybody, amen, this Friday is Men's Day on the Holy Ghost Hotline. And for those of y'all don't know, the Holy Ghost Hotline, amen, every day. It's on every day. Praise God. Hallelujah. From 10 o'clock. Central time to noon Central time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And Bishop Mac Page is on there every day delivering the word from God. But this Friday, amen, in Pacific is Men's Day. And we invite the men out there. Praise God. Amen. If you're free between 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock Central Standard Time. Praise God. So that's 8 o'clock on the West Coast, 9 o'clock if you in Midwest. Praise God. Like I said, 10 o'clock here Central Time and 11 o'clock on the East Coast. Call in, praise God, hallelujah, to the Holy Ghost Prayer Line for Men's Day, hosted by our very own Bishop Mac Page. Call in with your testimony on how the Lord has changed you, hallelujah, from who you used to be to who you are now. Praise God. Hallelujah. We believe that those testimonies, other people will hear your testimony and will be inspired to try God. Hallelujah. Because some people think that they can't change, that this is just who they are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we invite you to call in and give your testimony so you can encourage somebody, hallelujah, amen, to give God a try. Praise God. Hallelujah. Also, this coming Saturday, praise God, hallelujah, at New Life Bible Application Fellowship, praise God, which is pastored by Apostle Kenneth Bailey, amen, praise God. We will have Bishop Mac Page in the house, hallelujah, delivering a dynamic word from the Lord, hallelujah. So make sure y'all come out to 3600 West Pioneer Parkway, suite number 5, the number of grace, praise God, hallelujah. And come here, Mac Page, give a word from the Lord live, praise God, hallelujah, amen. Or tune in to Facebook Live, amen, or call in, hallelujah, amen, to hear a word from the Lord on this Sabbath day. And then this coming Sunday, make sure you come in to Care Church Incorporated, 11 o'clock a.m. Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We will be having our regular Sunday service. Praise God. So we invite you to come in and hear our dynamic praise team, the ladies of praise. Hallelujah. Lift in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then this coming, got a lot of announcements. This coming, this month, beginning on the 20th, praise God, hallelujah, we will be having the revival. And the theme of the revival is, praise God, repentance, hallelujah, true repentance is a change of mind. Praise God, hallelujah. So we invite you out to that. We're going to have the men speak on Friday night. The women are speaking on Saturday. Hallelujah. Everybody's coming together Sunday, praise God, hallelujah, to be revived, hallelujah, in the Lord, praise God. And that's what we got lined up for October thus far. praise God, hallelujah. But who knows what God's going to add to the calendar, because it's his calendar. Hallelujah, praise God. We just ready for him to add some stuff to it, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So once again, we give God the glory, the honor, and the praise on tonight. We've had a blessed time in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. Don't forget to help somebody that needs it. Hallelujah, praise God. I don't want to go to hell for being stingy. Praise God. That would be something crazy to go to hell for. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Especially when we believe God is our supply. If you believe God is your supply and that other person don't, then you should supply that other person, praise God, because God's going to supply you until they realize God is their supply. Hallelujah, praise God. So we thank God today. We've had a blessed time in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, amen. And I'm going to go and pray us out at this time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise that you deserve, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for your word on tonight. Hallelujah. We ask that you lead us and guide us, Lord. Touch everybody on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. Touch Brother Brian and his family in a mighty way, Lord. Hallelujah. Bishop Page and First Lady Page, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Touch my family, Lord. And touch everybody out there watching on social media. Everybody under the sound of my voice, Lord. Hallelujah. You know each and every one of our unique requests. Hallelujah. And you are the only one that can fulfill those. So we come to you right now on bended knee, putting our prayers on your throne of grace, Lord. Hallelujah. And as always, we lift your name up high and holy because you're worthy to be praised. And as we leave the line, but never from your presence, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of Care Church Incorporated, we love each and every one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget, I always say, to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. We'll see y'all Friday, hallelujah, 10 o'clock Central Time on the Holy Ghost Prayer Line. Y'all have a blessed night. And I'm gonna end with let the church say amen. I think that's one of the whinings. Glory to God.
Amen.
Everybody.
Church say,
amen.
Let the church say, let the church say. To die, amen. Knowing that God is not a man, amen. He just can't lie, amen. In spite of what, amen. What the devil does, amen. Know you've got a word, amen. That has come from above. Faith must be, amen. Must be in what you say, amen. So open your church.
Goodbye.